Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Barbara Reynolds, and this is the show Get the Answers to Life's Questions. And apparently today it's the show where my computer drops my calls. So, I'm sorry if you were sitting there listening to absolutely nothing, because it just is being weird. Okay, so this is the show where you get to ask questions that you have about your life and to get the answers that your guidance wants you to know. The answers that are graphic to actually make a difference in your life. So if you have questions about your life that you've been wanting answers to, then give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And of course, if you're in the chat room, you can type in your question if you are logged in. And I will be more than happy to work with you that way as well. This is all about you. It's all about you learning whatever it is you need to learn so that you can create the life that you actually want to live, a life that you can love. Life for every moment is just so yummy. And if that's what you're looking for, then by all means, this is your opportunity to ask those questions. Okay, we're going to go to our first caller, and I have no idea where you're calling from because it lists all ones for your number. So, if you are holding on. Okay, now, say hi.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you so much for being on air today and taking my call. I do have some questions. I just want to tell you so much that I appreciate this from you. My first question is, I'm ending a very, very long-term relationship, and it ended December 21st, 2012, uh-huh. on that specific day. And we're going through with it, and we're going to go ahead and do the ending, and it's proceeding right now. And I'd like to ask you what you can tell me about that and how I can clear from that. It was a long time coming, so it was expected. I cleared a lot a long time ago, many years. It's been a process. So it's not like it hit me out of the blue. But I just wanted to see if you see any residual
or
if it's all over.
I see that it is. Well, actually, they're showing me an image of you dusting your hands off from the relationship and just letting it completely go, because there's really nothing that you need to hang on to. They want you to recognize that you are not this relationship. That doesn't define you. It was just something that you were in. And so you are still you. In fact, you're probably more you now than you were when you were in the relationship, because we tend to give ourselves away when we're in a relationship. So trust yourself. Trust your heart, because it's going to be guiding you. It's going to be showing you new opportunities, new people, new everything. And you're going to see new aspects of you, too. So this is just fantastic, and the fact that it ended on the 21st of December is just like perfect.
Wow. I know. I was, you know, I was waiting for that day because I heard that so many energy changes were going to happen. I didn't think that this was going to happen on that day. But I knew something was going to happen, and maybe it was, you know, that was the cutoff point, you know, and the contract was over.
Yeah, that was a big day for letting go of the old and stepping into the new, and that's what you did.
So do you see the cords being cut, or there's no cords left?
Well, we'll just ask Michael, Archangel Michael, to cut it. Okay, he's cutting the cord.
Okay.
All right, you are now completely cord-free.
Well, thank you. And one quick question before I let you go. There's a gentleman by the name of Steve that keeps lingering in and on my mind. I mean, it's not bad. It's just that I felt like I had a very deep connection with this individual spiritually, and I had wanted to have some contact with him, and there never was. And I wanted to find out from you and your guides or spirit, what is going to become of that, and why is he so strong in my mind, and he even comes into my dreams?
They want you to spend like 6 months. Dedicate the next 6 months to you. To you just being you, learning you, loving you, creating who you are now, because everything is changing. And then when those 6 months are up, you will understand more about Steve.
Okay.
So they don't want you to focus on him. They want you to focus on you.
Okay. Any particular reason why? I know we get so impatient. I'm so impatient. But.
And we do. That's exactly it. And you are going to be going through a lot of changes over the next 6 months, because you're going to be letting go of all of that old stuff. Even though the cords are cut, there's still the memories and things that are going to come up. Feelings are going to come up. You're just going to have to breathe your way through them and let them go. Once you reach that point of clarity, which will take you about 6 months, then you'll have a better understanding of Steve and what he is going to be in your life, or what your choices are as far as what he's going to be in your life, because you always get to choose.
Yes. Okay. Okay, well, that makes sense. Yeah, I do understand that I need to spend time with myself. And, you know, because I'm looking for a new job and everything, and I'm sure that all will cultivate and
yeah,
come through.
The more time you spend with you, the more time you spend just letting things go, just, it's like, you know, you're this pot and it's bubbling and then, you know, the bubbles are coming up and bursting at the top, and we just want to make sure that we don't try to push the bubbles back down. Let your bubbles come up, breathe and let them go, and then more bubbles will come up, breathe and let them go, and some days you'll feel like, oh my gosh, these bubbles are just getting ridiculous and I can't do anything, and that's fine, just breathe and let that go too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a soda can, like the bubbles coming up from that
yeah.
can,
yeah.
you have to let it all go, all that steam and everything.
Yeah. And sometimes
okay.
it's helpful if you just forgive it. You know, if something comes up and you're feeling, let's say you wake up and you're just feeling really grouchy, you know, you can just say, I forgive myself for being grouchy and I forgive grouchiness, you know, and just let it go. Because
okay.
you're just clearing out that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just hoping for a better life because, you know, this last relationship was not serving me at all. I understand that we have contracts with certain people and sometimes they end at a certain date. But I'm hoping that my other contracts will be better and more fulfilling in my life at this stage anyway.
Well, you know, this is a new beginning for you. It's filled with opportunities and beauty and light, and it's like, you know, you're standing at the top of the mountain and you can see this beautiful path, and that's where you're going. You're going towards that beautiful sunrise.
Okay. That sounds wonderful. Well, thank you, Barbara, for giving me your advice. I really very much appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome.
And you have a good weekend.
You too, and be kind to yourself. Remember that, especially over
oh,
the
yes.
next 6 months. Always be kind to yourself. And if it doesn't feel right, don't do it.
Oh, yeah, I've learned that lesson.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to learn to trust my instinct, and that's what this next phase is,
yeah.
to go back and and trust it, definitely. Thank you for reminding me about that.
Well, you're welcome, sweetheart. And thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, I heard a saying the other day that I just absolutely love, and so I'm going to read it to you. Move closer to things that are yummy and further from things that bring up yuck. So if it doesn't feel yummy, why bother? And sometimes that's hard for us to accept. Okay, our next caller is another caller who didn't tell me anything. So, hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Trish. How are you?
I'm fine, Trish. How are you?
My question is around, I was wondering what you get around career, switching jobs.
Okay. Let's see what they say about you switching jobs. Basically, they say as long as you are actually listening to your heart and moving into what it is you really want to do instead of listening to your head and thinking, oh, well, this is probably a better career, even though I'm not really crazy about it. You know, as long as it's coming from your heart, then you're going to be fine.
When do you see the right opportunity coming my way?
Opportunities are always coming your way. There's really not a timeline for opportunities because, well, you get them every moment. You just need to know what it is that you really want. The more you know what you want, the easier it is for you to create that in your life because you're the one who's making all this up.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay, our next caller is from area code 207. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara, it's Melissa.
I knew it was you.
You knew it was me. I've had a really kind of good and this weird week and kind of crappy, too. I've been going through some issues with my son, who is 24, and a lot of name calling he's doing to me. If I don't agree, or if I say something, he'll say, "Oh, it's not true." Have you been drinking? I said, "What?" These really weird things.
Okay.
And today he was swearing and yelling at me because he said that something I said wasn't true. And that I was not in reality, and that I was crazy.
So, it sounds like things are coming up for him,
okay,
which are having him look at his own beliefs.
Exactly.
And so instead of accepting the fact that his beliefs are not true, he wants things to stay the way that they were.
Okay.
And he's going to fight you to make sure that happens because you're the mother. You're the one that's supposed to make sure everything is okay.
Mm. It's, but, you know, he's a grown man.
Yes, he is.
And, you know, and what I said, we all live our own reality.
Yeah.
And he said, that's absolutely insane that you think that.
You can just say, well, I appreciate the fact that you disagree with me, but that doesn't change what I believe.
Yeah. I wonder if he's, like you said, the beliefs, if he's covering up some things that he's going through.
I get that it has to do with responsibility, and he doesn't want to be responsible.
He's pretty good. He pays his own bills. I don't give him money. He's self-supporting, has his own place. He doesn't live here.
No, it's more responsibility in creating your own life.
Okay.
It's that accepting the fact that, yeah, I created this, you know, and if it's crappy, hey, I created this.
And
he
I can change
that.
It. And I don't know why people think, oh, this creating reality thing is crazy, that we're all doing it. It's like I said to him, you're not a doctor performing surgery in a hospital today. You're not a mechanic. We're all doing something different.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their own space and their own beliefs. I was pretty devastated to be sworn and yelled at like that.
Well, don't take it personally, because it's not you really that he's mad at. It's himself. You
That's
just happen to be a good sounding board.
Oh, I don't like it.
Well, if you don't want him to talk to you that way, tell him. Tell him it is not acceptable to you.
I did.
Okay.
I did. I said, this is not acceptable. I deserve respect.
Yes, you do.
And that was the swearing and yelling, and then the phone got hung up.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, I mean, I didn't know if I had something to clear inside of myself where I was being, I experienced this. This is how I feel. Is there something in me?
So is there something in you that you've been not wanting to be responsible for?
No, I take everybody's responsibility.
That's it. You're taking other people's responsibility.
And my own.
Don't take anybody else's.
So when people, it's like, I take responsibility. Wait a minute. I take it for everybody and myself. And it's wearing.
It will
it's
wear you out.
Absolutely wearing.
Yes, it will.
It's like, wow. But I don't know why that concept is so hard for people to think. And maybe because then you have to take responsibility for your own creations.
Well, yeah. And nobody wants to look at their life and see a mess and go, well, I did this.
Yeah. I mean, even if I stub my toe on somebody else's shoes, I know I did that. It wasn't because they left their shoes there.
Yeah.
I did that.
It's funny because today I was getting something out of my car and I hit my head on the door frame. Why did I hit my head on the door frame? And my guidance was like, you like pain. And I said, no, I don't.
I know. There's something to it, you know. I know. I did the same thing last night. I went to use the laptop in bed and dropped it on my nose. Don't even ask me how I did it. I was like, this is over. Log off. It's all over. I used to be one of those people that blamed things. Oh, I did this because you did that.
Yeah.
You left this in my path, or I bumped my head because so and so made me mad.
Yeah.
I don't do that anymore.
Well, that's good. Now
but
I
he is.
Was, let other people have their own crap.
Oh my God. So you don't. Okay. All right, see, I always think, what do I need to clear? What do I need to clear?
It's just a recognition that if you are taking responsibility for other people's lives, for their actions, however you want to phrase it, you are taking their power. You are not letting them live their own lives. You are not letting them make their own choices. You are seeing them as less.
Okay.
And that's not where you want to come from.
Okay. So just mind my own business.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds really easy. It's pretty good. I am not one of these mothers that is on the phone. What are you doing? Did you pay your bills? Did you do that? I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. Are you okay? Do you have a cold? No. Not me.
Yeah.
But then when it gets really personal, then it kind of hurt. But, okay.
So are you willing now to open your heart and to forgive your son?
I am.
And are you willing to allow your son to open his heart and forgive you?
Yes.
Take a deep breath. Okay.
I had a hard time with that one. Let me do it again. I don't know why. I had a hard time breathing in. I'm going to do it again.
Okay. So are you feeling a little guilty about it all?
Feeling what?
A little guilt.
Sure.
Yeah. Just like this little ball of guilt right there.
Yep.
You didn't do anything to feel guilty about. You know that, right?
I know. I could, when you said to take a deep breath in, it just stopped.
Yeah. So are you willing to allow yourself to completely and totally release the guilt and to recognize that you didn't do anything wrong? You don't need to feel guilty. It's just something that happened. Okay, good, bad, good, wrong, all nine podcast shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go.
That guilt's still sitting there.
Yeah, it's connected with being a mother. Are you willing to accept the fact that even though you are his mother, you are not responsible for him?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pod, puck, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep breath. And let it go. And are you willing now to forgive yourself for his behavior, because you think that you're his mother, you taught him how to be. He's a grown-up man now. He should be being the way you taught him how to be. He's not doing what you taught him, so you must have done something wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it. You hit it.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, five, pox, shorts, boys, and beyond. Deep, deep, deep breath. And let it go.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was
okay,
that was heavy.
Running through me now.
heavy. Very
heavy.
That
was part of that responsibility that you take on, even though.
I know. I agree. I think
okay.
I need a nap.
Naps are fun.
I know they are. They are. Especially it's cold here today, so let's get a nice blanket and wrap up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that feels better. That made me tired, so I know when it works.
Yeah.
Like instantly, it's over. It's all
fun.
Done. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And have a great weekend.
You too, please.
And if it's cold where you are, stay warm.
It's going to be the 50s today, so we're having a warm spell. So.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's been really beautiful here, like in the 50s, like window open kind of thing, and today it's probably about 12.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a shocker today. Yeah. So have a nice weekend, and thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
I enjoy your show. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye.
Okay, so I got a message about conscious creation, and they want me to read this message to you because it's something that we all need to understand. Okay. Conscious creation is just a matter of awareness. It means knowing what you believe, knowing what you are creating. You cannot live by default, as so many do, and consciously create. It's not possible. It's one or the other. It's not about affirmations. They can be a part of the process, but used alone, the change will be agonizingly slow. It is taking the time to go within. It is in having conversations where you reveal yourself to you. It is in being aware of your true beliefs and releasing what no longer feels yummy. It is in honoring the truth of you, first and foremost. We get into these habits, ruts, whatever name you want to use, where we believe that life is happening to us, that we don't have that kind of power. And the reality is we do. We are consciously creating or unconsciously creating everything we are experiencing. And there's no exception to that. So when you accept that you do have that power, and that your thoughts, your beliefs, are what is creating your experiences. Then you can decide what you need to change. Then you can look at your life and see what just doesn't fit. And you can get out of that rut, and you can start living, actually living, and enjoying, and having things be yummy. I just love the word yummy. In case you couldn't tell. Okay, our next caller is from area code 646.
Hi, we're from Barbara. Hi.
Hi, Helena. How are you?
Hello, honey. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Oh, doo-doo-doo. I'm feeding the seagulls by the East River.
Oh, my goodness.
And having a great old time. Oops, somebody caught it. Okay. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Okay, this gentleman, oh, this poor guy, they want more food, and I don't have it for them. This gentleman, I mean, yesterday, pretty friendly. Today, was unexpectedly. I thought you liked it. Oh, so you can send me a picture? Okay. It's hysterical. Oh, the first one was. Oh, my God. Alfred Hitchcock, the first.
Oh, my goodness. Better be careful then.
I know. So far, so good. No dumpsters. But no, today he happened to be here. And, you know, nice hello, but that was it. I mean, he's focused on what he's doing, but what can I tell you? It just seems like there should be more. A little more dumpsters. Oh, you laugh at me. Ha ha.
Oh, you are so wonderful. You really are. You know that you cannot force him to be as you expect. And even if he was, you wouldn't be happy, because then he'd stop being him and he'd start being who you said he should be. And that's not what you're looking for.
Yeah. True. But I'm just looking for things to move a little bit and play and have fun.
But you are playing and you are having fun.
Oh, I am. Me and the seagulls. We're rip-roaring time.
And that's what's important. In this moment, you are having a blast.
I am indeed. Hi, I'm sorry I don't have any things for you. <Thank you. laughs> Oh, dear.
So stay in the fun and let the rest of it go, because you don't need to worry about it. You know that. You don't need to worry.
Well, yeah. Already.
So you are going to focus on feeling yummy in every moment, and you are going to let go of yuck.
Okay. I like that idea.
Yeah.
All right. I still want to wait, but I guess the more I don't want to wait, the more I'm going to wait.
That's true. The more you decide that it's a problem, the more you're creating a problem.
Yeah. Okay.
He's teaching you a lot, you know.
Have a little more on the fun side teaching. Other things I'd like to learn. Waiting. Patience. I'm letting somebody be.
It's all working out fine.
All right. I tell you, I want to get him out of the play, but he doesn't seem to be that receptive. Well. Oh, yeah. All right.
So just make fun your motto, that your life is going to be fun no matter what, and just enjoy it.
All right, yeah. It's fun.
And it really all is going just fine. You're like, there's no problems. She's just relaxing. She's learning to let go. The more she does it, the better it all gets.
Okay. Hey, wait back. That's me. Since when?
You just live in the now, and you let go of the when.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So now it's me and the bird. Oh, man, it's so cool. They're all here and they're all waiting for more. I'm so sorry, I don't have more. They want to get all the sugar stuff so you can, you know, the old bagel stuff. All right, Reverend Barbara, send out some light my way.
Oh, you're always surrounded by all this beautiful light. You know that. Okay, they just doubled up on your angels, so you got more light.
Yay! Good, 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 good. Okay.
Yeah. It's all good.
All right. All righty. Well, thank you so much.
You're
and,
welcome.
Unless you pick up anything else about him. Or not.
You know, they're not going to tell me anything. They're like,
that.
She's got to relax. She's got to relax. She's got to relax. Just breathe.
All right. Okay. My clean air by the water, which is good. Okay. All right. All right, Reverend Barbara. I'm going to go breathe. Smile. Be happy.
Even if it kills you.
Yeah, that's the ticket. And then we go chase down this man and see if he's got pictures of me with this eagle. Oh, gosh. All right.
Okay, well, you have fun.
All right. And you have a great day, and thank you for everything.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
Okay.
Take
bye.
Care. Bye. Bye.
Oh, we can have so much fun when we let ourselves have fun. And then sometimes we just decide, oh my gosh, I need to know exactly what's going to happen next, when it's going to happen. Am I going to have everything turn out okay? Please, 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 just answer me. And that just doesn't work, because you can't have fun and worry at the same time. It's just not possible. And when you're wrapped up in all of that worry, you're not seeing any fun. We are allowed to actually enjoy our lives, you know. It doesn't all have to be so stressful, so analyzed, logical. It can just flow. It can just flow with joy and fun and everything that you desire. You know, I was on a call listening to people, that's who you're on calls with, and we were talking about life, you know, and situations that are happening and how to deal with it and all of that. And one of the ladies on the call was like, actually I think it was a gentleman, was talking about you always making choices, you know, it has to be this way or it has to be that way, I can have this or I can have that. And we ask those questions, but when was the last time you asked, why can't I have it all? Why does it have to be one or the other? Why can't I have an incredible time and have abundance and have love and have laughter and have friends and have all of those things that I want? Why can't I have it all? And notice what comes up for you. Because we are taught that there is a limit. We are taught that we can only have so much, that there's a lack. And if you take more than just this one little piece, then there won't be enough. And that's not true. There is no limit. There is no lack. The universe is infinitely abundant. And you know that in so many areas of your life. I mean, think about just breathing. When's the last time you were in a room and you went, oh, let me take a little breath. Oh, I can't take any more. I might run out. Oh my gosh, I've got to go outside and get more air. You don't do that because you know there is an abundance of air. And whenever you need a breath, it's there. Why can't you have it all? Why can't you see everything in life that way? Why can't you allow that flow of abundance in every single moment of your existence? We limit ourselves so much and so often that it just becomes normal for us. But it's not. It's not. We can have anything we desire. Make sure it's what you desire and not what you need. Need has a completely different frequency to it. Need means that you are lacking. I need to get up and clean this house means that my house is lacking cleanliness. That's not saying what you desire. It's saying what you think you don't have. So avoid using the word need. Talk about what you desire. Talk about what you're creating. Make a commitment to allowing the things that you desire into your own life. Just make the commitment to yourself. Do things with the intention of them being successful. When's the last time you actually thought that before you did something? So often we do things and we're like, oh my gosh, I hope this works, I hope this works, I hope this works. Why not say, thank you, this is going to be incredibly successful and I am going to enjoy every single moment of it. That is so much more expansive. That is such an open space to be. And that allows success to be a normal part of your existence. You can't hope yourself into success. You can't get there by default. You know, it's that whole creating by default. We get up in the morning and we're like, oh, I hope today will be better than tomorrow, than yesterday was. That's running by default. That's not saying, hey, this is my day. I am creating it. This is what I am creating. When you are stepping into your own power, when you are accepting your abilities to create what you desire, to manifest things in your life, that's a whole different level of existence than just hoping everything comes out okay. Hoping that the universe loves you enough to keep you from struggling, to keep you from starving, to keep you from whatever it is you think the universe should keep you from. When you set the intention, when you say, when you command, this is what I am creating in my life, and the energies that are coming out of that are so bright, so strong, such high frequency energy. When you're just, I hope it works. But it's just so low, so dim, so not really you. We are powerful beings. We really are. We came here to create. That's the whole purpose of our being here. And the more we accept ourselves and love ourselves and forgive ourselves, the more we can be those powerful, beautiful beings that we are, the more we can allow those incredible experiences into our own lives. So think about that when you are thinking about what it is you really want to experience, when you are thinking about how you want your life to be, what you are here to do, what kind of an impact you want to have on the world. Are you accepting the fact that you really do have power? Or are you hoping that somebody somewhere is going to take care of the situation for you? It's part of that responsibility. Recognizing that it's you. You're the one driving your own vehicle. You don't get in your car and start driving and then go, oh, what am I going to do if that car does that? What if that car does that? How do I handle if that car does that? If you do that, then you don't get anywhere very fast and you probably don't go out very often because you are giving your power away to everybody else you are seeing. When you are firmly centered in yourself, you are loving and accepting of you, first and foremost. When you are making your choices based on what your heart is telling you, your intuition, your guidance, whatever name you want to use, really doesn't matter, then miracles happen. You create miracles. You know, today I was doing some volunteer work, and one of the things that we do on occasion at the School for the Handicapped is we make peanut brittle, and we make it with the students and then sell the peanut brittle to raise funds. And so I knew that today, this morning, I was going to be making peanut brittle. That's why I changed the time of the show. And so I decided last night, okay, I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to get up early. I will get there, you know, when they first open the building so I can make sure everything is the way it needs to be so that all things will be taken care of. That was my intention when I went to bed. But it wasn't really my heart's desire. It was my brain thinking that I needed to control the situation. And so, of course, it didn't work. I didn't get up when I had decided that I was going to. I was actually a few minutes late. And guess what? I got there. Everything was organized. Everything was exactly the way it needed to be. Everything was flowing. And I didn't have to do it. My guidance was teaching me that I don't need to control everything and everybody. And when you let go of that control, that need for control, then you can actually experience that yumminess. You can actually have fun. And I did have fun. I had fun interacting with the students. I had fun helping with whatever needed to be helped with. I had fun because it wasn't something I was taking so seriously. I didn't need to worry about it. And that's an important thing for us to really get. That we don't have to be in control of everybody and everything else that is going on in the world. We can't be. We never have been able to be. But we still try. No matter where you are on that path, to awakening. You are still going to have those times when you are going to do something that just doesn't make sense. It may make sense to your logical mind, but it won't make sense to your heart. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just recognize that, hey, I wasn't listening to my heart, but I'm going to listen to it now. That's how we change things in every single moment, by just making those kinds of decisions, deciding that I didn't do anything wrong, because you didn't. You just made a choice. And now you can make another one. And if you need to forgive yourself, then forgive yourself. If you need to forgive everybody else, then forgive everybody else. It doesn't hurt you in any way, shape, or form to forgive. It's not like you're saying that what they did was acceptable. You're just saying, I'm not going to hang on to the anger. I'm not going to hang on to the hurt. I'm not going to hang on to the things that diminish me. I'm going to love myself. I'm going to love myself enough to forgive you. And then do it. And forgive yourself. One of the things that came out of this call that I was on was someone was saying that you should see yourself as having fierce self-love. That means that you don't let anybody walk all over you. You don't let anybody control you. You don't let anybody manipulate you. You stand up for you. You stand up for you because you deserve it. Because you respect yourself. Because you know your own value. And it's not based on what anybody else says or does. It's you and your decision and your life. We don't do that. We were taught not to do that. We were taught that it's bad to do that. And that's a lie. If you're not willing to stand up for you, to love you, to fiercely love you, and who do you think is going to? Everybody else should be out there fiercely loving themselves. They don't really have the time to take care of you, and you don't have the time to take care of them. This doesn't mean that you shouldn't assist other people. If someone asks for assistance, and you feel that it's the right thing for you to do, and so be it. But you are going to run across so many people in your life who are going to demand that you assist them because they don't want to be responsible for themselves. And then you have to decide whether or not that's what you want to do, what is right for you, what feels yummy to you. And if you say no, that's it. There's no need to have a guilt trip or to beat yourself up about it or, you know, all that self-criticism and all of that crappy stuff that we were taught we're supposed to feel. You know, it's like that guilt and the punishment and the blame and the shame. That is all just a total and complete waste of time. It doesn't make you a better person. It might make you give in to somebody else's manipulation, but that does not benefit you. And you are the most important person in your life. You are the one you are responsible for. You are the one who is creating this whole experience for yourself. you are the one who gets to make the decisions of what it is you want to feel, what it is you want to experience. You can take other people's opinions into consideration if you want to, but it all comes down to you. And no matter what anybody else says or thinks, you are the one that is important to you. I have these people that I chat with. Actually, they're men. And I was chatting with one yesterday, and he wanted me to do something. And I said, no. And I think he was shocked. He was like, you wouldn't do that for me? I said, no. He said, but don't you want to make me happy? I said, I can't make you happy. You decide whether or not you're happy. It's not up to me. And he was like, but don't you want to do something that's going to make me happy? I said, no. I don't. What you want me to do, I don't want to do, and I'm not going to do it, and I really don't care whether or not you like it. And he was stunned. Because I'm supposed to do what makes him happy. I don't do that anymore. I tried that for years and years and years, and it never worked. I'm not going back there. And if that's how you're living your life, look at your life and see whether or not that actually works for you. Because I have yet to meet anybody that actually has that work when they are living their lives trying to make somebody else happy. And I'll be darned if the person they're trying to make happy ever decides that they want to be happy. And if they do decide that they're happy, guess who they never give the credit to? You. Because happiness is an inside job. You decide whether or not you're happy. They decide whether or not they're happy. You cannot make them happy. And they can't make you happy. And the more we recognize the truth of that, the more we live that truth, the easier our lives become, and the more opportunities we have to decide to be happy. So taking back your power, accepting your own responsibility for your life is actually a good thing. And it doesn't have to have any negative consequences, no matter what you've been told. This is about you, your life, your choices, and what it is you want to create. Hi, caller. Who's this?
Well, my name's Roy.
Hi, Roy. What can I do?
Nothing much. I've just been
Pray Satan! Okay. That was odd and interesting. So, recognizing your own choices, making your own choices, accepting your own choices. That's how you find your own joy. That's how you create the life that you truly desire. Being aware of who you are and what you are doing, saying, thinking, feeling, in each moment. you know, I think about that conscious creation and, you know, being in alignment with who I am and all of those, you know, wonderful things that we learn. And sometimes I'm like, how do I do that? That's not something that I was ever taught. And it's true, we weren't taught that. We were taught to look outside, to look at everything else, to look at everybody else, and to do things based on what was happening with them. And now they want us to look within and do things based on what's happening with us. And so it's like you're being asked to stand on your head because it's completely different. But you're not being asked to make these changes instantly, you know, to just suddenly one day wake up and know this is what I'm going to do. You can ask. You can ask for understanding. You can ask for enlightenment. You can ask for what is the next thing I need to do. And you can just take it one step at a time. So you don't need to feel overwhelmed. And you don't really need to worry about it. Because everything's okay. Everything is always okay. There really is nothing for you to worry about. And you take a nice deep breath. And just let it go. This is a time of phenomenal change in our world. Phenomenal change within ourselves. And we are opening up to the truth of who we are. And we are beginning to live that truth. And as we do that, our lives change. And that's a good thing. So don't look for what's wrong. Start noticing what's right. Start noticing what feels right to you. And if you're in relationships that make you feel cruddy, why? Why stay there? Why continue to feel bad? You're not making things better for anybody by doing that. Stepping into your own power, letting yourself be happy. Live happy. That's how we're changing the world. So think about that. Think about what it is you really desire. And ask, what steps do I need to take? What do I need to do? What do I need to know? What do I need to create? And let yourself do it. And if it brings up questions for you that you want answers to, then send me an email at dgh.2@gmail.com. And I will give you whatever response your guidance wants you to know. There's also free information on my website at divinelyguided.com. There's ways that you can start making your changes in yourself right now. You don't have to wait, and it doesn't have to be complicated. So until next Tuesday at 11 Central Time, I send all of you lots and lots of love. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, everybody.